Tuesday, May 9th, city council meeting. We will start just so everyone
recording
understands.
Recording in progress.
Oh, sorry. Ready?
Yes.
I'll start. Good evening. Welcome to the Tuesday, May 9th city council meeting. We will start with after the roll call. We'll end the current session and we will have the swearing in of the members just elected for the new session. And for the swearing in, I want to start in reverse and start with Ward 4, go back to Ward 3, 2, 1, and then myself will be last. And we always start with the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you very much. I'm glad you put the sheriff here on my pen. This thing. Okay, now we will do the roll call, please.
Koch.
Here.
Transier.
Here.
Plocher.
Here.
Soling.
Here.
Funkhauser.
Here.
Merrick.
Here.
Terulis.
Here.
Cornels.
Here.
We have a quorum.
Excellent. So, to close out the session, do we have any comments from the alderman? No comments? I have a couple comments. I just wanted to thank everyone for the past 4 years. We accomplished a lot. Obviously, we got through COVID. We supported the businesses. We supported the staff. We did a lot of road improvements. We purchased this building, ran a COVID clinic with the health department, and we opened this up, and this is the first meeting here, and you should all be commended for your support. I thank you very much. I have no other comments. I'm looking. Okay, Mr. Funkhauser, do you know the pronunciation in Latin?
I'm not great with Latin.
Okay, well, we'll try it. I'm looking for a motion to adjourn. Is it sine die or something like that?
Sine die.
Sine die. I should learn more Latin at mass, but I don't. Anyway, I'm looking for a motion in a second.
So move.
Eric Plocher and Funkhauser. All in favor, signify by aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Congratulations. One session complete. Now we start with, do I have to roll call again?
Yep.
Or swear in first?
Yeah.
Okay. So, okay, now we're going to do the swearing in of the newly elected officials. And as I said, I'd like to go in reverse. Rusty, I'd like to have you go first. This has been a great year for you and a challenging year at the same time. And I want to, you know, I want to respect your accomplishments and allow you to go first. And I think Judge Colosimo, is he here? Yes, sir. You want to come forward and do the alderman?
Sure.
And Judge McAdams will swear me in or swear at me.
Is he just standing? Or?
You tell me. We've never done this before, so you tell me where. Where do you want to do it, Rusty? You want to go in front there so we can get some good pictures. Yeah.
Right there. Do you want me facing this way or facing that way?
You face this way and I'll get it from both.
All right.
You want to come closer to the middle just a little bit?
Wherever you like.
Perfect. Right over here.
All right, you ready?
All right.
All right, state your name.
I, Rusty Cornels.
Having been elected to the office of alderman.
Having been elected to the office of alderman.
In the United City of Yorkville.
In the United City of Yorkville.
In the County of Kendall.
In the County of Kendall.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
The Constitution of the State of Illinois.
And the Constitution of the State of Illinois.
And the ordinances of the United City of Yorkville.
And the ordinances of the United City of Yorkville.
And that I will faithfully discharge.
And that I will faithfully discharge.
The duties of the office of alderman.
The duties of the office of alderman.
Of the United City of Yorkville.
Of the United City of Yorkville.
According to the best of my ability.
According to the best of my ability.
Congratulations, alderman.
Now we go to Ward 3, Mr. Funkhauser. Chris, how many terms is this for you? Four?
This is my fourth.
You're an old timer.
All right. Raise your hand. I state your name.
I, Chris Funkhauser.
Having been elected to the office of alderman.
Having been elected to the office of alderman.
In the United City of Yorkville.
In the United City of Yorkville.
In the County of Kendall.
In the County of Kendall.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
The Constitution of the State of Illinois.
The Constitution of the State of Illinois.
And the ordinances of the United City of Yorkville.
And the ordinances of the United City of Yorkville.
That I will faithfully discharge.
That I will faithfully discharge.
The duties of alderman.
The duties of alderman.
Of the United City of Yorkville.
Of the United City of Yorkville.
According to the best of my ability.
According to the best of my ability.
Congratulations.
You're ready to get out of business.
Thank you.
Mr. Soling from Ward 2.
I state your name.
I, Craig Soling.
Having been elected to the office of alderman.
Having been elected to the office of alderman.
In the United City of Yorkville.
In the United City of Yorkville.
In the County of Kendall.
In the County of Kendall.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
The Constitution of the State of Illinois.
The Constitution of the State of Illinois.
And the ordinances of the United City of Yorkville.
And the ordinances of the United City of Yorkville.
And I will faithfully discharge.
And I will faithfully discharge.
The duties of the office of alderman.
The duties of the office of alderman.
Of the United City of Yorkville.
Of the United City of Yorkville.
According to the best of my ability.
According to the best of my ability.
Congratulations.
And Mr. Transier from Ward 1. Dan, did you just come from court today?
I came from Beecher Park for my 8-year-old, 9-year-old, was playing the baseball game. So. Never seen 8 batters walk in 2 hours so long in my life.
You've been watching the White Sox, have you?
It is like watching the White Sox. All right,
raise your hand. I state your name.
I, Dan Transier.
Having been elected to the office of alderman.
Having been elected to the office of alderman.
In the United City of Yorkville.
In the United City of Yorkville.
In the County of Kendall.
In the County of Kendall.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
The Constitution of the State of Illinois.
The Constitution of the State of Illinois.
And the ordinances of the United City of Yorkville.
And the ordinances of the United City of Yorkville.
And that I will faithfully discharge.
And that I will faithfully discharge.
The office of alderman.
The office of alderman.
Of the United City of Yorkville.
The United City of Yorkville.
According to the best of my ability.
According to the best of my ability.
Congratulations.
Just so everyone knows, if there's one person here besides myself who shares the blame of me being an alderman, it's Judge Pelosi.
I'll forward all your complaints to you.
If you could just step 2 steps this
sure.
way.
Sure. 1, 2.
Perfect.
Sure.
Yep. Got it.
First.
I got
one
it. Yep. Perfect. Thank you.
All right.
Can you raise your right hand and repeat after me?
Yes, sir.
I, John Purcell.
I, John Purcell.
Having been elected to the office of mayor.
Having been elected to the office of mayor.
In the United City of Yorkville.
In the United City of Yorkville.
In the County of Kendall.
In the County of Kendall.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
The Constitution of the State of Illinois.
And the Constitution of the State of Illinois.
And the ordinances of the United City of Yorkville.
And the ordinances of the United City of Yorkville.
And that I will faithfully discharge.
And that I will faithfully discharge.
The duties of the office of mayor.
The duties of the office of mayor.
Of the United City of Yorkville.
Of the United City of Yorkville.
According to the best of my ability.
According to the best of my ability. Congratulations. Thank you.
So Alderman had just got sworn in. You want to do a quick picture?
Wait a minute, John.
Wait.
Wait a minute.
Oh, and Vickery. Uh-oh.
Judge McAdams can swear you in, but I'm the only one that can chlorinate you.
What's in that pillow?
As a former county board member, and oftentimes referred to as the queen, but not in a kind way, I still have the honor of coronating you because you always wanted to be king. So repeat after me. God save the king. God save the king.
Thank you.
And with that, I will coronate you. I'll take out the stuffing, and you are now King John.
My wife. Right.
Oh my God, that's just funny.
I did not know this was coming. That goes fitting with this. I should have wore a robe. I was going to wear a bathrobe, but somebody convinced me otherwise. Okay, Alderman just got sworn in. Let's do a quick picture together.
Can you wear your hat?
I want to do one with and without the hat.
That's just funny.
That's funny.
Do we want to do it with both judges?
Judges want to join us too?
I'm just going to get out of the way.
You can do with or without the robe. I don't care. Do one without.
Do one without the judges.
Oh, without the judges. Yeah, oh, I didn't without the robe. I'll put the robe on with this thing. That'd be kind of cool, actually. It's a Halloween costume. Okay, gentlemen, please join us here. Stand next to Dan since you see him in court the most.
Oh, he sees enough of me. They both do.
Excellent. Thank you all.
Thank you.
Gentlemen, thank you. Appreciate it. Thank you. Okay, oh, now I think we have on the agenda, we're going to do a call to order of the new meeting, right? That's what I'm doing now, and then we'll do a roll call, and we're going to do a quick recess. I think we have refreshments, is that correct?
We do.
Yes. So I know some people looking over there, three children, don't want to be here for the whole meeting, but they would like refreshments. So, nonetheless, please go ahead with the roll call.
Coke.
Here.
Transier.
Here.
Plocher.
Here.
Soling.
Here.
Funkhauser.
Here.
Merrick.
Here.
Terulis.
Here.
Cornels.
Here.
We have a quorum.
Thank you. Okay, we will. Oh, I have no amendments to the agenda. And we'll do a recess. So let's do a recess. Is it back in the West Conference Room? Is that where the stuff is? Or
it
over
is,
the East Conference Room?
The light will turn on when you walk in.
Sweet. Okay, we'll go back there and have refreshments. All for joining us for wonderful refreshments. And if anyone would like to take any home, please do. Okay, we don't have any presentations, but Craig, I know Craig, you wanted to just remember a friend and classmate of yours, I believe.
Thank you. So for those of you who don't know me, I grew up in Chicago, moved west 88, 89, Sugar Grove, and let's just say I did it very well. Upon my arrival at Kalen, being a kind of awkward outsider, you remember people that made things easier for you. I'd like to take a minute to recognize Doug Johnson, a Bristol Bay resident and a friend of mine who passed away Friday. He was in a tragic accident in Geneva. So at this moment, I would just like to recognize him and his family, his children, Nicholas, Kevin, Olivia, and Ryan. Their dad was a great guy. And even though we weren't close 30 years later, I just remember how he made me feel welcome. So if you could all join me, I would say normally we want to do a moment of silence, but Doug was not silent. So if you could all just give Doug a round of applause.
Thank you, Craig. Now I know why you got along with you if you wasn't quiet. Okay, we have no public hearings. And do we have any citizens who'd like to comment on items on the agenda? Anyone? No? Okay, next we have the consent agenda, minutes from the April 11th and April 25th meetings. Bill payments totaling $1,303,681.35. Is there a motion and a second?
So moved.
Second.
Who was the motion down here? Was that Poacher? Oh, Funkhauser. I got used to your voice over there. And Zolling. Okay. And this does, we'll do roll call.
Koch?
Aye.
Poacher?
Yes.
Funkhauser?
Aye.
Terulis?
Aye.
Transier?
Aye.
Zolling?
Aye.
Merrick?
Aye.
Cornels?
Aye.
Motion carries.
Thank you very much. That was our first successful and unanimous motion of the new council, so thank you. Next, we have the mayor's report. Oh, wow, we have a lot of stuff. Well, before we go through all these items, I just want to, last meeting, we closed with a couple of my thoughts on what we've accomplished, and now I want to just highlight, nothing too long, just some things I'd like to shoot for in the next 4 years. So we have the water project, DuPage Water Commission. We're going to be hooking up to them. I don't know that we'll be done quite in 4 years, but we're going to be making substantial progress towards that. And it's going to be a challenge, but we'll work through it, and that's going to be a great accomplishment. Next thing I'd like to see us do is figure out what we're going to do for Public Works Building, get that building under construction and get that completed. It's long overdue, and as we continue to grow, we're gonna need this space for the public works and the parks equipment. We do have some big road projects we know coming up in 3 to 5 years, just a lot of subdivisions that are approaching that 20-year mark, and we're going to need to figure out a way to accomplish that and finance those. Obviously, we want to continue to attract some new businesses, and hopefully we can get something going downtown. As you've heard, we have some people interested. Hopefully we can, you know, continue to foster that discussion. And as we've done the last 4 years, I want to continue to have great relations with the different communities around us or the different governing boards within our community, you know, fire district, school district. And along those lines, the school district, we have a couple items on the agenda. And I spoke to the new president of the school board, Darren Crawford, who he actually said, with him being the president of the school board, he will not be able to continue to serve on the library board. It's just going to be a little bit too much for him. And he made an interesting comment to me last night. He said they were talking about some capital spending, and I don't know exactly the context of it, but he said it was more money in one discussion than the budget for the library district is all year. He realizes it's just going to be a lot, but we'll continue to work with the school district, and I offer any support we can give, and then obviously the library and others. So those are things. There's obviously other things that, you know, will come up, but those are some of the high-level things. So I appreciate you listening. Next, we have Motorcycle Awareness Proclamation. Who is here? Did I see Cliff? Did I see you here? Yep. Okay. Step forward. We can do some pictures, and I can read it. I'll just read it. It's not going to be in the microphone, sorry. Well, I'll step forward and read it. Okay, Aaron, tell me where I have to stand.
Perfect.
Right there.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
I'm good. Good time.
Yes. Whereas safety is the highest priority for the highways and streets of our city and state, and the state, the great state of Illinois, is proud to be a national leader in motorcycle safety education and awareness. And whereas motorcycles are a common and economical means of transportation that reduce fuel consumption and road wear and contribute in a significant way to the relief of traffic and parking congestion. And whereas it is especially meaningful that the citizens of our city and state be aware
of motorcycles on the roadways and recognize the importance of motorcycle safety. The members of Abate of Illinois, a brotherhood aimed towards education, continually promote motorcycle safety, education awareness in high school drivers education programs, and to the general public in our state and city, presenting motorcycle awareness programs to over 120,000, that's a lot of people, in Illinois over the past 7 years. And whereas all motorcycles should join Abate of Illinois in actively promoting the safe operations of motorcycles as well as promoting motorcycle safety, education, awareness, and respect of the citizens of our, oops, lost my spot there. Oh, that's it, yes. Citizens of our city and state. And whereas the motorcyclists of Illinois have contributed extensive volunteerism and money to national community charitable organizations, and during the month of May, all roadway users should unite in the safe sharing of roadways within the United City of Yorkville and throughout the state. I, John Purcell, Mayor of the United City of Yorkville, in recognition of 36 years of Abate and over 352,000 registered motorcyclists statewide, in recognition of the continued role Illinois serves as a leader in motorcycle safety, education, and awareness, do proclaim the month of May as Motorcycle Awareness Month in the United City of Yorkville and urge all motorists to join an effort to improve safety and awareness on our roadways. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
You go.
Tell us which
there
way is best.
Perfect.
This wasn't air.
She's the boss.
No. Perfect.
Oh, this way.
Got one more because your eyes were closed. 1, 2, 3. Got it. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Nice. Thank you. Appreciate you coming. Did you ride your bike?
Yes, sir.
I saw it.
Thank you.
One thing I've noticed quickly in this building, and I think staff can attest to this, you get more steps in every day. Okay, next, we have United City of Yorkville and Yorkville School District 115 intergovernmental agreements. I'll read them both, but I'd like a motion on both of them. We can do them together, I just have to read them separately.
We should do a motion separately.
Each? Okay.
Their own.
I've been corrected. We should have individual motion for each. So for item A, 2A, I'm looking for a motion to approve the resolution of an intergovernmental agreement for operation of a preschool by and between the City of Yorkville and Yorkville School District 115.
So moved.
Second.
Transier, and was that Plocher?
Yes.
I'm catching it now. Okay. Any discussions on this? Anyone? Mr. Funkhauser?
Just a question. On section 8 and 19, they both have the same language of the right to remove the city. Is it intentional for that to be repeated in the agreement?
Good question.
Section 8 and 19 are, one is termination, the other one's right of removal.
Right. So it's the same language at the very end, and I know on term there was some back and forth of that one, but it has this, the last sentence of 8 is the exact same as 19. So is there reason it's repeated in term as also in right of removal? Or is it just Kathy directed it correct?
Yeah. Kathy and I did not discuss that repetitive language. I'm just looking at it, and again, I'm not an attorney, but I don't see that there's any conflict between what it says. It's just restating, basically, the ability of the school district to kick us out for extreme circumstances.
Whether it's term or just
correct.
Right removal in general.
Yeah. Okay. If the fact that it's duplicated is not going to cause issues down the road.
They want to make sure they can kick us out if they need to.
Exactly. Yes, making it perfectly clear.
Okay.
Any other questions? Do a roll call on this, please.
Plocher?
Yes.
Funkhauser?
Aye.
Terulis?
Aye.
Transier?
Aye.
Soling?
Aye.
Merrick?
Yes.
Cornels?
Aye.
Koch?
Aye.
Motion carries.
Thank you very much. Okay, next, since we have approved this and school district's approved it, the school district, they want to get in there pronto and start doing some remodeling. It sounds like they want to get some people in there in the next month or so. Nonetheless, item B, I'm looking for a motion to approve an IGA between Yorkville School District 115 and the City of Yorkville for pre-closing possession of 800 Game Farm Road.
So moved.
Merrick and Koch, I think, was it?
Yeah.
Soling. Oh, man, I'm blowing this already. Okay. So who did we get? Oh, you're over here. I'm looking to you this time.
Merrick and Soling.
Merrick and Soling, perfect. Okay. Any discussion on this? They want to get in tomorrow. As soon as we sign this, they'll be able to get in tomorrow, correct?
Yes.
Any questions or comments? Roll call, please.
Funkhauser?
Aye.
Tarulis?
Aye.
Transier?
Nay.
Soling?
Aye.
Merrick?
Yes.
Cornels?
Aye.
Koch?
Aye.
Plocher?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Just to be clear, was that a nay or a yay?
It was a nay.
Negative.
Nay.
Okay, thank you. Okay. Thank you very much. It's been a great opportunity already, and I know the school district's excited about it. Okay, next. The selection of a mayor pro tem for fiscal year 2024. I have to open up for
nominations.
Is there a nomination at all? Mr. Merrick?
I'd like to nominate Alderman Transier.
Okay. Do you need seconds for nominations or not?
I'll second it.
Just, yeah. I don't think we do, but that's fine. Okay.
Who second?
Mr. Koch. Are there, so the way I understand nominations, you can have multiple. Are there any nominations for any other individuals? I will close the open nominations and ask for a roll call vote on Mr. Transier as Mayor Pro Tem.
Do we want a motion for?
No, that they had the motion second. That was the nominations.
Okay. All right. Tarulis?
Aye.
Transier?
Am I allowed to vote on this?
You are.
Because I'm the nominee?
You are.
Aye.
Soling?
Aye.
Merrick?
Yes.
Cornels?
Aye.
Koch?
Aye.
Plocher?
Bad.
Funkhauser?
Aye.
Motion carries.
So, Dan, I got to go. You can run the rest of it.
Now I know what it feels like to take second place in a beauty contest.
I'll be defaulted, so you will win. Okay. Next. Oh, I don't have any appointments. I'm holding off on that because I need to get a hold of a few more people. So we're skipping that. No action on number four. Okay, next, we have appointments to city council committees, admin, economic development, public safety, and public works. And you handed out or emailed that list. I'm looking for a motion and a...
It's just appointment.
Oh, it's just appointment. So, okay, boom. Like the king. I just appointed y'all. Okay, so there you go. Perfect. So is that all we do on that? Okay, now, this is important. Appointment of department heads. Oh, it's housekeeping. I think that's the phrase you use, Mr. Funkhauser. Housekeeping. We have to do all these things. So now I have to appoint the department heads, and everyone's up for a four-year appointment. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
So what do I do here? Do I have something I have to read?
You want to read.
Sweet. Do y'all need to stand up or not?
We will during our oath.
Okay. Oh, you do all those together. Okay. I'm looking for a motion to approve the following mayor's appointment of department heads to four-year appointments. City Administrator and Budget Officer Bart Olson, Chief of Police James Jensen, City Clerk Jory Balin. City Treasurer and Director of Finance Rob Frederickson, Director of Public Works Eric Deuce, Director of Parks and Recreation Tim Evans, Building Inspector and Zoning Officer Pete Rado, City Attorney Kathleen Field Orr, City Engineer and Engineering Enterprises. Do we have them all on there? Is it? Okay. I thought there was a couple more missing. Okay. So I'm looking for that motion and second.
Motion. Second.
Tarulis and Merrick. Any discussion? Roll call, please.
Soling?
Aye.
Merrick?
Aye.
Cornels?
Aye.
Koch?
Aye.
Plocher?
Yes.
Funkhauser?
Aye.
Tarulis?
Aye.
Transier?
Aye.
Motion carries.
Thank you very much. I've got to mark it in the right line, though. Okay, now I guess I have to do... Oh, is that correct? So do I have something I'm supposed to read? Is that this? Okay, so what, do we all stand up? You all raise your right hands? I guess I should stand up, too. Do you want to do a big picture? Just look at this. This is almost like when the judges are in court. Not quite. Okay, everyone ready? So raise your right hands. I guess that's what you're supposed to do. Okay, and then I state your name.
I, Jory Bailey.
Having been appointed to the office of?
Having been appointed to the office of City Administrator and Budget Officer.
That's a mouthful. Yes. In the United City of Yorkville.
In the United City of Yorkville.
In the County of Kendall aforesaid.
In the County of Kendall aforesaid.
Do solemnly swear. That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
The Constitution of the State of Illinois.
The Constitution of the State of Illinois.
And the ordinances of the United City of Yorkville.
And the ordinances of the United City of Yorkville.
And that I will faithfully discharge the duties.
Of the office of City Clerk and Budget Officer of the United City of Yorkville.
According to the best of my abilities. Well, congratulations, everyone. I've said this probably 100 times now. A lot easier than 4 years ago. Much, much easier. Okay. That wasn't too bad at all. Okay, so that was no action there other than I read it. Okay, I'm looking for a motion and a second to approve the city administrator employment contract.
So moved.
Mr. Transier, is there a second?
Second.
By Mr. Merrick, any discussion?
Did have the one update if I was...
Oh, yes, yeah. Please.
In section 4.1, the first year's base salary, it says from May 1st, 2021 through April 30th, 2024. That is incorrect. It should be May 1st of 2023. So we'll make that change on the back end according to the attorney.
Mr. Funkhauser.
Can I just ask what the percentage raises are that we have on this contract for part?
You can, I don't have them in front of me.
Do we know what those are?
I'd have to pull it up.
Any other questions?
You want me to read it off the each year?
That's fine.
Okay. For the first year in the contract over total compensation from the year prior, 7.76%. The second year of the contract is 4.88%. Third year is 3.31%. And then the fourth year is 3.31% as well.
Any other questions? Roll call, please.
Merrick?
Yes.
Cornels?
Aye.
Koch?
Aye.
Plocher?
Yes.
Funkhauser?
Aye.
Tarulis?
Aye.
Transier?
Aye.
Soling?
Aye.
Motion carries.
Thank you very much. Chief of Police contract, that'll be on the next agenda. Appointment of Deputy Clerk. Okay. Do we have a motion?
Yep.
So moved.
Thank you.
Second.
Second. And who was that over here?
Me.
Who made the motion? Oh, Soling?
Yeah.
Okay, great. Any discussion?
She's here if you want to just say hi to her.
Oh, hi, Monica. Monica, that's right. You were here getting donuts back there. So, Monica, I always struggle with your last name. I struggle with it.
Chishya.
What is that?
Chishya.
That's tough. I'm sorry. Okay, well, anyway, I forgot you're back there. Your daughter is snacking away with us. Yeah, I told her to take some home, too. So, anyway. Welcome. And she started for us in, was September, was it?
October.
That was pretty close.
Yeah.
Pretty close.
Just a little over 6 months.
She's liking the new digs, she said. She says kind of quiet, though. She has to play a little tune so she doesn't, you know, fall asleep. Okay. So we had a motion and a second, right?
Yep.
Okay. Roll discussion. Roll call, please.
Cornels?
Aye.
Koch?
Aye.
Plocher?
Yes.
Funkhauser?
Aye.
Tarulis?
Aye.
Transier?
Aye.
Soling?
Aye.
Merrick?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Thanks, Monica. I see you were so quiet back there. You going to come to every meeting? No. know. I think weak sometimes. I know eight of them feel that way. In fact, I think pretty much everyone here feels that way.
Eric, you got to work on her last name, and she'll come back.
How long is that appointment for?
4.
I'll work on 4 years if I need to. Because I know you'll still be around. Okay, next. I am looking for a motion to approve the 2023 bond municipal advisor and bond council engagement letters.
So moved. Second.
Okay. Second, no, was Poacher over there. Okay, any discussion? These are the same firms we used in the past. Staff recommends them. Our attorney recommends them. Everyone's been pleased. Roll call, please.
Koch.
Aye.
Poacher.
Yes.
Funkhauser.
Aye.
Tarulis.
Aye.
Transier.
Aye.
Soling.
Aye.
Merrick.
Yes.
Cornels.
Aye.
Motion carries.
Sweet. Thanks. We're cruising along here. You know, next year in 4 years, or next time in 4 years, put that all on the consent agenda, Mr. Funkhauser. Is there a Public Works Committee report?
No report.
Okay. Is there an EDC report?
No report.
I like that. And it was in stereo, too. Is there a Public Safety Committee report?
There is no report.
Is there an admin committee report? No report, thank you. Is there a park board report? Anything?
Just one report.
Thank you.
The city's first summer special event is Thursday, May 25th, Margaritas and Mayo. We also have the Legion Memorial Day ceremony on Memorial Day, Monday, May 29th at Town Square, 11:30 a.m. School, city, Long Valley, Thursday, 15th.
Don't you have an event in June before that golf outing too? Is there another event?
There's a cruise night, and as well as there's June 7th is the summer bash.
Yeah.
School out summer bash.
I mean, you're not going to be able to rest till what, after Thanksgiving for the most part now?
By Christmas.
Christmas. Okay. Well, Merry Christmas. Okay. Thank you. Anything from the Planning and Zoning Commission?
No report.
Anything from the City Council? Mr. Funkhauser, anything? Mr. Soling, I guess actually that's supposed to be under liaison reports, but whatever. Okay. City clerk?
No report.
Community liaison reports, we just went through that. Staff reports?
No reports.
Well, Bart, it's right back to you. You can help me with the mayor's report. You have a city building update and a couple of resolutions, or a single resolution.
There is. Maybe, do we want to do
it? Oh, yeah, we should do the motion first. Thank you. I'm looking for a motion to approve change orders relating to 651 Prairie Point Drive, Yorkville. This building turned out pretty nice, too, by the way. Thank you all. 13 set of change orders. So. Mr. Funkhauser, is there a second? Mr. Soling, thank you. Bart?
We need 2 exit lights, one in this room and then another on the second floor police side, according to the fire district. So this would supply an installation of both of those exit lights.
Questions, comments? Roll call, please.
Poacher?
Yes.
Funkhauser?
Aye.
Tarulis?
Aye.
Transier?
Aye.
Soling?
Aye.
Merrick?
Yes.
Cornels?
Aye.
Koch?
Aye.
Motion carries.
Excellent. There's a delay. So anyone, some of you are pretty young, but back in the 70s, they used to have those monster shows that were made in Japan, and they would dub the English, and you would watch, and the mouth would be off the words. And this is exactly what's going on here. I feel like I'm, you know, fighting Ultraman or something like that. Okay. Anything on the water study?
Nothing further. No.
Okay. Is there any additional business? We do have an executive session later on. Any additional business? Citizen comments? Anyone? Step over there. Step to your right. I was going to say forward, but step to your right. Exit stage right. What cartoon was that from? I'm trying to remember. Perfect. Thank you. Same rules.
Okay, my name is Barb.
Thank you.
You mentioned that during COVID you kept the businesses going, and I do appreciate that. I enjoyed your grace talking to Dr. Robinson. Thank you for that.
Thank you.
And I didn't think I would be back, but here I am. After the last meeting, I felt prompted to see if there was anything in Yorkville's history which would give me a clue about what was to be her true nature and destiny. As I briefly explored, I came upon someone whom Plano and Yorkville have in common. Dennis Hassage. For you, a former teacher. For us, a former resident. for both, one's the Speaker of the House. Now, described in Wikipedia as an American politician, former educator, and convicted felon. Here is how the New York Times reported it on April 28th of 2016, almost exactly 7 years ago. J. Dennis Hassert, once among the nation's most powerful politicians, was sentenced on Wednesday to 15 months in prison for illegally structuring bank transactions in an effort to cover up his sexual abuse of young members of a wrestling team he coached years ago. The article goes on to say that he would have been charged with sex crimes had the statute of limitations not already passed. Another article noted that the judge called him a serial child molester. This begs the question, what will Yorkville's mayor and council members be remembered for? Will you be remembered as those who truly looked out for the good of the city by promoting virtue in every layer of city life? Will you be remembered as men who conscientiously upheld city ordinances because of your high regard for our great American governmental system? Will you be remembered as a council and mayor who championed the cause of protecting children from the deception and twisted whims of those involved in broken and perverse lifestyles? Or will it be chronicled that you disregarded city ordinances, encouraged new police to do the same, and chose to call abominations family-friendly entertainment? Will you be known as the mayor and council who advanced Yorkville's decline into sleaze? Or as the council who did an about-face and led her on to greater things? The Almighty, whom our founders recognized as sovereign ruler, is beckoning you. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call on him while he is still here. Let the wicked person abandon his way, and the evil person forsake his thoughts. Let him return to the Lord, and the Lord will have mercy on him. He will freely forgive. After the beckoning comes instruction / warning. Observe justice. Do what is right, for my salvation is coming. Salvation for whom? Among others, the children of this generation who are being traumatized, sexualized, abused, mutilated, stolen, trafficked, and sacrificed. All of these horrific activities are related to lifestyles of sexual deviation and perversion. They are in the same pot. They are all devastating and destructive shoots from the same dark root. And anybody snickering or bored in this room needs to wise up to that fact. God's salvation is coming for these children. In a mighty way, he is coming to rescue them. The question is, how will Yorkville City Council and Mayor fare when he does? Will you be found partnering with him or partnering with hell? You are starting a new season in a new building. New beginnings are good. Wisdom is calling. She is raising her voice for a new start in governing, according to justice, righteousness, and truth, as the Bible defines each of these. May you move onward and upward in the ways that are truly best for your city and the ways that matter most to this nation's God.
Thank you very much. Anyone else? Okay, I'm now looking for a motion to go into executive session for the purposes of litigation when an action against, affecting, and on behalf of the particular body has been filed and is pending, or when the public body finds that an action is probable or imminent. there a motion and a second?
So moved.
Trangier, Funkhauser, roll call, please.
Funkhauser?
Aye.
Tarulis?
Aye.
Trangier?
Aye.
Soling?
Aye.
Merrick?
Yes.
Cornelius?
Aye.
Koch?
Aye.
Plocher?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Thank you very much. So we're meeting what? Are we going to stay in here? We're going to go next door?
We're going to go to the next door.
Nice. We've got a nice meeting room over there for a closed session. So after this, we will adjourn. There will be no action taken after executive session other than adjournment. So we'll take a couple minutes. I don't know if anyone has press has any questions at all. We can answer those now, or if you want to wait, we might be quick. We might be 3 or 4 hours. I just don't know. It depends on the questions some of these members have. So, okay.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so.
You set it up for probably.
We're back in session at 8:19. Seeing no other business, is there a motion to adjourn? Mr. Soling, second by Merrick.
Yeah.
All
in
favor, signify by aye.
Aye.
Okay.
Aye.